SpaceX successfully completed a Starship ocean splashdown for the first time in program history this week. To understand why that matters, you need to know what the previous failure modes looked like. Starship has been exploding spectacularly and in various phases of flight for 3 years. The ocean splashdown isn't just a technical milestone, it's the prerequisite for everything that comes next. Point-to-point Earth travel, lunar landings for Artemis, eventual Mars missions. You can't do any of those without a spacecraft that can reliably survive the return journey.
The irony of this milestone, landing in the same week that SpaceX shares fell nearly 50% from their post-IPO peak, is striking. Morgan Stanley published analysis saying that at a share price of $100, the implied valuation would give zero credit to SpaceX's AI and software business, suggesting the market has overcorrected in its sell-off. The lockup expiration fears and merger speculation that are driving the price down are near-term pressures on what is, by any engineering measure, a company executing at an extraordinary level.
SpaceX simultaneously halting Falcon 9 orders beyond 2028, while continuing to fly existing military and NASA contracts, is the structural decision that makes the Starship milestone strategically essential rather than just historically interesting. The company is betting everything on Starship. Falcon 9 has been the most reliable commercial launch vehicle in history, with an extraordinary consecutive success record. Walking away from that revenue stream to pivot to Starship is the kind of high-conviction strategic decision that either defines a company as visionary or destroys it.
Elon Musk's Boring Company, seeking a $20 billion valuation in a new funding round, roughly tripling its last known valuation, arrived in the same week as all of this SpaceX news, which creates an interesting picture of the Musk portfolio. The Wall Street Journal reports the company is in talks to raise about $4 billion. The Boring Company's tunneling technology has had a mixed record in terms of actually delivering on its original vision of high-speed urban transit, but it's found a consistent market in smaller applications like the Las Vegas Convention Center loop.
Neuralink's clinical trial footage showing paralyzed patients controlling powered wheelchairs using only decoded neural signals is genuinely remarkable. And I want to be precise about what it shows. These are patients with severe motor impairments, the kind where conventional assistive technology requires some residual movement to interface with. What Neuralink has demonstrated is that their implanted electrode array can decode motor intent signals with enough fidelity to control complex powered devices in real time. That's the clinical proof of concept the FDA required to expand the trial.
The UCLA quantum heatwave discovery is the kind of basic physics result that sounds esoteric but has enormous practical implications. Phonons, atomic vibrations that carry heat through solid materials, were observed traveling in focused, ray-like paths in boron arsenide at room temperature. This is the first time that's been observed at room temperature. Previous quantum thermal behavior required extreme cold. If you can control heat the way you can control light, directing it, focusing it, manipulating it, the applications for electronics cooling and energy efficiency are profound.
The Moon Far Side Rock story is one I find genuinely exciting from a scientific standpoint. The samples from the Chang'e 6 mission, which returned material from the South Pole Aitken Basin on the far side, the largest and oldest impact crater in the solar system, don't match the predicted composition patterns from the late heavy bombardment theory. That theory has been the dominant framework for understanding the solar system's early history for 50 years. When physical evidence from the actual far side of the moon challenges it, that's a data point that will force serious reconsideration of models we've built a lot of subsequent science on.
And the Caltech Google study finding that low clouds accelerate warming rather than providing the cooling effect that many climate models had assumed is a significant finding for climate science. Low cloud cover has been one of the largest sources of uncertainty in global climate models. If the actual feedback is in the opposite direction from what was modeled, the projected warming ranges in existing assessments need to be revised upward. That has policy implications well beyond the science itself.
The wildfire evacuating NASA's Deep Space Communication Station near Madrid is a reminder of how physical infrastructure vulnerabilities interact with strategic capabilities. The Madrid facility is one of three deep space network stations positioned around the globe to maintain constant communication with spacecraft throughout the solar system, including Voyager, which is in interstellar space. A gap in coverage from Madrid means the other two stations in California and Australia have to compensate. For missions with narrow communication windows, that's not a trivial operational problem.